Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, and thank you for joining us once again for episode number 61 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is A Husband's Need for Respect. I am really excited this month because I have my hubby, William Harris, joining me this month as we discuss this topic of a man's need for respect. It is so vital, ladies, that we learn how to give our husbands and even our sons and other men in our lives respect. We know how much we need love and how much, yes, we need respect also. But one of the main things that we need in our lives is at least some expression of love. Well, men need in their lives some expression of respect. And I am here respectfully sitting with my hubby, whom I love so dearly. Welcome, William. How are you?
How you doing? I'm just so glad to be here tonight as we talk about respect. Without respect, a man tends to react. I'd like to share with you a verse of scripture, and it comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
And this is so exciting because William and I have been together for over 40 years, and we've had the opportunity to be in ministry, to be able to help other married couples. And so this is his first time doing a podcast with me, and I'm really thrilled that he was willing to do that. And so what I'm going to do is allow him to have the majority of the time to just give us advice as women. It doesn't matter what our position is, whether we're moms, wives, or not, but we all need to learn how to give respect to men. And I think when you look on TV and you look in other situations, it really seems that they degrade the leadership, the headship, or the role of the man in our lives. And I think that if we're going to have good relationships, this is something that is important for us to understand. Now, William and I have taught the information of love and respect from Emerson Eggerich and his wife, Sarah. And so we're going to share a little bit of that information with you too this month. And so I'm just going to turn it over right now to my hubby so that he can share a few things with you. And I pray that you will listen and be blessed by them.
I don't have a lot to share tonight, but it is important. Just like a woman needs love, a man needs respect. And when we think of respect, you know, for a man, many times we have a lot of respect on our jobs. And his wife needs to respect his desire to work. So how can she do that? She can thank him for going to work every day. So he gets up and he goes out with the idea to provide. A man may experience many things on the job, may be called many things on the job, but he knows his reason for going is to provide for his spouse and to provide for his family. So that's very important to him, and his wife needs to thank him every day that he goes out, comes back safe, and he shares, no matter what his position is or what type of work he does, showing thanks is a great thing. Also, she can be his greatest cheerleader. You know, my wife was a cheerleader and she cheered for me in college. But as a cheerleader, one of the things is you cheer all his successes, whether in business, whether in sports, whether in success, or even in times of adversity. Having that cheerleader on your side is a great thing for a man. And that shows him that you respect him and you appreciate all that he does. Some men have great dreams. To achieve those great dreams, it can be hard on a family, meaning he spends a lot of time preparing, studying, a lot of hours on the job, a lot of things, and that can be difficult from time to time.
Well, I think that's so true, Wham, and it's such a wonderful thing. When you come and go to work, we always kiss one another because we have no idea whether we're going to see one another again. And so that's one way of honoring our relationship and the intimacy that we have. When William goes to work, we kiss. When he comes home, we kiss one another. And that's our way of uniting again. And we give glory to God for all that he has done in our lives. Have we had problems and situations? Yes, indeed. It's not that we're the perfect couple. It's not that we have never had any situations or had to overcome challenges. William and I have. But we know the power of God in our lives and what he can do in a marriage. And so he's not a respecter of persons. He'll bless your marriage as well.
Concluding tonight, we like to say that scripture that we read, once again, the two become one flesh. One important thing I can say, ladies and men, it's important to pray together too. Having a great relationship, sometimes just praying together so you know what's on each other's heart, praying about what you're going to face each day, praying about what's going on in the home adds great power to the relationship that together you can face anything. So, ladies, you know, as you respect your husband, that husband can be won without a word. And ladies, just cherish the moments that you have together. It's been exciting for us with all the years we've been together, and we continue to grow in grace and knowledge of him.
And so thank you, William. I really appreciate that. So, ladies, just remember, encourage your husband for the work that he does, for being faithful to go out to work. And it's so important for them to know that we are behind them. And they really appreciate, even when maybe they're washing a car or out doing yard work or whatever they may do, that we are there and we're supporting them in every way. Well, I hope that you'll join us again next week for some more pointers in regards to respecting your husband. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.